Thank you, guys. Proverbs 3 and verse 19. God bless you. God bless you. Proverbs 3 and verse 19. The Lord, by wisdom, not by power, by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding established the heavens. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. Not by power, but by wisdom. But by understanding, in case you don't understand what I've written in the first line, by understanding, he established the heavens. In case you are praying and fasting, Lord, I need your power. There's nothing wrong with that. But just so you know, that power follows wisdom. Anything you're asking God for, anything God wants you to do, wisdom, he will give you direction. He told Moses, why cry unto me? In other words, cry. Don't change the circumstance. Why do you shout? Shout. Don't change the circumstance. So you can see somebody say, yes! He keeps quiet. After that, he says, yeah, yes! That's not prayer as far as God is concerned. By wisdom, not by power, God founded the earth. And by understanding, he established it. When God said, let there be light, he created the sun and the moon in verse 14 to 16. Let there be understanding. Let me know what to do. Let me know what to do. I pray for somebody here. You will know what to do. Amen. The problem is not the big deal. Not knowing what to do is the big deal. You will know what to do. In Psalm 104 verse 24, I'm going to rush through the scripture. Oh Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom, you have made them all, not in power. And the earth is full of your riches or your possessions. In Psalm 136 verse 5, very popular scripture in Koza. To him who by wisdom made the heavens. If he made the heavens by wisdom, how much more your life? If he made the heavens by wisdom, how much more your life? In Jeremiah 51, 15, I need to rush through scriptures. I just don't want to speak to you and say, believe what I said. The Bible says in Jeremiah 51, verse 15, he made the earth by his power. Amen? You understand that wisdom went before power. He has established the world by his wisdom. Did you understand that? He stretched out the heavens by his understanding. So if all this happened by wisdom and power followed, that's why he says, in all you're getting, get understanding. How much more your life? How much more your career? How much more your marriage? I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You're walking on unusual wisdom. Amen. I want you to look at John verse 1, chapter 1, verse 3. John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made through him. Who is the him? Wisdom. We established yesterday that wisdom is the person. All things were made through wisdom. And without wisdom, nothing was made that was made. So, get to the PRU when you're about to start. I say, I'm ready. Everything that God made is tied to wisdom. That's why I showed you four scriptures. I could show you 10. Everything God makes, everything he has made, is tied to wisdom. Amen. The Holy Spirit is alive in our lives right now, not to go this way. Holy Spirit, go to the north. Go to Kano. Do something for me. Yeah, he can do something. Angels are there to serve the heirs of salvation. But there's nothing like them giving you wisdom. When you get to work, do this. Call this person. Write a letter to this person. Copy this person. You see, if you don't know what you're expecting, even when you're hearing, you don't hear. Oh, this is how you announce to this person. This is how you do. When you get on stage, say this. Sing the song. Say this. It's wisdom. You have a problem. Fast for 3 days. This is what you ask for. This is the scripture for it. Sow a seed. It's wisdom. That's not what you would do when you are an unbeliever. Mm-mm. That's not what you would do. You know what to do. You corner this person. You talk to this person. You will talk to everybody but God. You know what to do. Therefore, you're walking on your wisdom. So the Holy Spirit is in your life, first of all, to teach you. And I will show you scriptures to teach you. The Bible says it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted above every other hill. That's a scripture you must know if you're a COSA member. And the Bible says the house of the Lord, the mountain of the Lord, shall be exalted above every other hill. And we shall go to Zion. We shall say, let us go to Zion, for we shall be instructed. Any church that is not a teaching church is not a church. We need to do miracles. We need to have testimonies. But in even naming ceremony, you must teach. Because somebody needs instruction. In Hebrews 10:25, the Bible says, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhort one another. So much so, when you see the day approaching, you must say something that somebody will think about and say, ah, the love of God constrains me. I should have known what to do. I know what my mates are doing. But the love of God, what I heard in the morning, constrains me. Did you hear that? Glory be to God. So he has given us the Holy Spirit for a sound mind. There's nothing like you're walking with God, you are born again, you don't have a sound mind. There's nothing like that. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, in case you've been rejecting it and looking for something else, everyone in this place, everyone under the sound of my voice, your mind is sound. Amen. You have the mind of Christ. Amen. Counsel is with you. Amen. Discretion is your sister. Amen. Understanding is your brother. Amen. You will know what to do. Amen. Mistakes are obliterated from your life. Amen. Results are maximized. Amen. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 13. Let me read from 12 so that you have understanding. In verse 12, the Bible says, now we've received not the spirit of the world. You must know what you have not received. So as you surf through the internet, as you read about people, as you watch stuff, just tell your spouse, tell yourself, I have not received the spirit that is of the world. But the spirit who is from God, that we might know not to have. Christ paid that you should have, but you may not know. Amen. Amen. What you have is useless when you don't know. That we might know the things that have been freely given to us of God. Verse 13, of the things, that's why the Holy Spirit is paying me. Of the things which we also speak. Not in the words that which man's wisdom teaches. No, you don't learn this in school. But in the wisdom that the Holy Spirit teaches. Oh, so the Holy Spirit teaches. Hello, somebody. So the Holy Spirit teaches. Put your hand on your chest. Say, I have the Holy Spirit within me. It's to teach me all things according to the word of God. Say, I'm a learner. See, I have a teacher within. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. He will teach you all things. Now we have the Spirit of God. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Of the things which we also speak. How do we speak it? Not, see, if I speak and you can, from your intellect, you can receive everything. I've not spoken well. Not in the wisdom that man's teach it, the man teaches. You won't learn in school. This is not engineering. This is not philosophy. No. I say to you 1,000 times, no. Oh, I like that pastor. I relate to what he says. What you are saying is that your brain receives, no, with heart, man believes, not with stomach, not with mind. With heart, man believes. Unto righteousness, with mouth, you confess unto salvation. Comparing spiritual with spiritual. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In 2 Corinthians 1:12, 2 Corinthians 1:12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conduct ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom. Say it after me, not with fleshly wisdom. See what it calls the wisdom that descended from above that you're supposed to be operating in. The grace of God. But by the grace of God, I'm more abundantly towards you. So we don't operate by fleshly wisdom. So what I'm teaching you right now, tell you, remind yourself, is not cunning craftiness that Pastor is talking about. Tithing is the wisdom of God. That's why the enemy is attacking it. Prayer is the wisdom of God. How can you have a need and you are sowing? It's the wisdom. If God didn't say it, you wouldn't know it. So you are just coming to church, you're just coming to DPE, coming thinking, God should hear me. No, no, no. That's why the Bible was written. I'm not there yet, but I'm not where I used to be. And I can tell you, if you've not started applying the wisdom of God in your life, you've not started. You're just coming. How much of the wisdom of God am I seeing in your life? If you handle a circumstance the way you handled last year, you've not grown. Amen, somebody. Why are you up 7 nights? I had a dream. Unbelievers, you don't operate like that before. 7 nights, I'm praying. Why are you praying? I had one dream. Don't worry, I will tell you after 7 nights. It's the wisdom of God. If you've not started operating like that, you've not started at all. I don't care the position you're given in church. I don't care how long you've been in church. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. See, I walk in the wisdom of God. I didn't hear you. See, I walk in the unusual wisdom of God. Psalm 33, verse 10. Psalm 33, verse 10. It brings counsel of the nation to nothing. So if nations gather together, they decide this is what we're going to do, and it's not of the Lord, God brings it to nothing. People talk about Nigeria. The government are doing nothing. I bet to tell you, when I went to government house in Lorraine, I knew the government people were doing something. It's not easy not to do something. It's not easy. But God brings the counsel to nothing. I'm telling you, for 8 years, it's not easy not to do anything. It's not easy. But whatever they decide, God brings it to nothing. Because they didn't consult with God. It makes the plans of the people of no effect. Your plans will have effect. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Can I have a bigger amen? Amen. Can you respond like somebody that has a revelation? In James 3:15, I've showed you the scripture, but I need to remind you of the scripture. The wisdom they are operating with does not descend from above, but is earthly, is sensual, is demonic. So the wisdom I'm teaching you is not sensual, is not earthly, is not demonic. Will I be innovative if I walk in this wisdom? 100%. Will I know what to do? 100%. Will the Lord guide my discretion? 100%. He says counsel is with me, but is not of here. I don't know. I don't want to mention anywhere. If you are from a certain place in Nigeria or whatever country you're watching me from, and there's a way they operate. You even make a joke and say, you know, I'm from this place. You've not started. People should first of all know you are a Christian before they know you are a Yoruba man. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4, I want to break it down. I'm out of time, but I want to show you a few things. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive of words of human wisdom. So there's such a thing as persuasive words. You clap. You say, huh? I like what that man said. You don't have to like everything I say. I'm friendly, but I'm not your friend. You don't like that statement, but that's the truth. My speech and my preaching Why not with persuasion? If you bring your friend for the first time and doesn't like me, he's expected. But in the demonstration of the spirit and of power. Some people think, don't preach for too long. Just demonstrate power. That's what. No, that's not what he's saying. He's trying to say, out of what I'm saying, the testimony, every single thing you hear, everything should point to God. After yesterday's service, did you think God can do beyond what anybody promised you? That is what Paul was saying. Verse 5. I'm going to 7. And I'm going to break it down. That your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men. Some people's faith, they call themselves born again. I've been born again for the past 20 years. Their faith rests on the wisdom of man. But in the power of God. You know from now that I'm teaching you that any way you see the power of God, you must have seen the wisdom of God. So this person is not just ranting by saying wisdom and power. That's why we share testimonies. That's why I show you many scriptures so that your faith will not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those that are mature, yet not wisdom of this world, nor the rulers of this world who are coming to nothing. Just in case you don't understand what I'm saying, science will come to nothing. The Bible, I already showed you a scripture that the Bible says science, that is as is falsely called. That's a message for another day. But we speak wisdom of God. Don't forget this. In a mystery. If you don't catch it, you don't catch it. I don't say it plain because I don't know it plain. How can I explain all night prayer? How can I explain it? I asked someone, why do you pray at night? He said, the network is low. God can hear me better. I said, this one doesn't know where God resides. That God is the God of the earth. He's always noisy. Why do you fast? It's the wisdom of God. When I'm in hunger for a long time, God will hear me. When last did God eat? It's the wisdom of God to fast. He said, this type, do not go out except by fasting and prayer. This type, the type of demons operating here. The hidden wisdom, watch this, which God ordained. He didn't stumble into it. Oh, in 2022, I'm walking in wisdom. You just started. God has ordained it before you came. Before ages. Watch this. For your glory. Please don't imagine smoke when you hear glory. For your prosperity. For your increase. For your life. That's why I told you, you may be coming to DPE. You may be coming for every service. If you've not started operating in God's wisdom, you are about to enter a relationship and you are operating in God's wisdom. If you've not started, you've not started at all. Okay, so let's dissect it. Number one, your faith must not rest in the wisdom of man. Please make up your mind that your faith is not something you can figure out. Number two, wisdom we're teaching is not normal. It's not normal. So I don't come here and teach you something that your head can understand. If you don't receive with your heart, you can't understand it. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, read it when you get home. The things, the gift of the Holy Spirit, to a natural man, they are stupid. They are foolishness. It doesn't make sense. Number three, the wisdom of this world is coming to nothing. So I'm not teaching you the wisdom of this world. Number four, what I'm teaching you is a hidden wisdom. Everybody hears it. That's why the Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear. Not everybody hear. Faith comes by hearing, and there's one hearing that comes when you repeat the word of God. Did you hear that? So they are hidden, even though I'm saying it plainly. The Bible says, if the gospel that we preach, if there is heed from people, is because the king of this world has blinded them, lest they repent. Jesus said, he has hidden this wisdom. He revealed it to babes. Lest they turn. God is a turner. He can change anybody's circumstance. if they obey and walk in the wisdom of God. You know, it's travesty if you claim to be born again and you're not walking by the wisdom of God. So what I'm talking about, in case you don't get me, is that science is not what I'm talking about. Technology is not what I'm talking about. Intellectual prowess is not what I'm talking about. It's part of it, but it's not the end. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will walk in an unusual wisdom of God. I have a lot of respect for scientists. They separate their career. Science tells them that humans evolved from an ape. But they believe Genesis 1. That's what I'm talking about. Medical doctors, when they look at you, they can tell who you are. What? But somebody understands that this is where my knowledge ends. There's epinosis. There is a man of God in the city. He spoke to my friend and I heard it from my friend. He had a problem and went to England. They asked him a question. How did you fly here? He's at least, I think, 64 years old right now. How did you fly here? You are a dead man walking. You are a corpse. Ah. He said, I just flew. All these medical treatments, my kids paid for it. Ah. Let's try. When they put him to the machine, all the organs were packed. They didn't know what to do. They said, what are we going to do now? This man is going to die. The man said, give us 3 days. Fasting and prayer was going on here in his church and back there in London. The third day, they put in the machine. All his organs worked again. These 10 years now that he's been alive. The doctor said in his words, you are a miracle. How can I explain it? I don't know. But some people have prayed and they didn't get a result. Maybe their faith rested in man. But this man asked the Lord, according to him, is it my time to die? The Lord said, it's not time to die. Okay, so let's try. We're not fighting against the Lord. Let's walk it. And God helped him. This is the 10th year that went for that test. Someone, they said, would have died the next day. You know Pastor Omar Okwai. The doctors told him, how are you living? Number one, his back has shifted. I always tell you, I've not seen a fat old man. He's one. They said to him, how did you survive? He told the doctor that told him he was going to die in the next 7 days. He told him to shut up. Get him a hotel. Put him there. Can you talk like that? No, you've not even released your faith for headache. He's alive today. Doing crusades everywhere. Because his faith, is quite in this Pentecostal church. Did not rest in the wisdom of man. Am I against tablets? No, I'm not. Am I against medical whatever? No, I'm not. But there's a place where the knowledge ends. That's what I'm trying to let you know. I pray in the name of Jesus. For your faith will not rest in the wisdom of man. Amen. 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 If you don't fully manifest wisdom, you've not started. You have to. Lord, where should I overtake? Oh, go by the back when you hear the voice of the rustling. He is giving instructions. I know that Jesus did more than what was recorded, but there was nothing done that he used one method twice. No, not once. Carry your bed and walk. He led a man outside the city. Wisdom. God told him what to do. He said, don't return to that city. He was outside the city. He opened his eyes. 10 lepers came to him. Help us, Lord. Go and show yourself to the priest. He didn't pray for them. Not one method. He spat to the ground. Bam, one time. Molded it. He made the eyeball socket. So, for even what you've done before, Lord, what's the wisdom? 3 days you are praying. Now, if you don't hear God, you do what your hand finds. And when you hear God, you dump it and you are ready to do what God has said. Did you hear that? Yes, sir. I'm out of time. I thought I was going to give you one or two wisdom. But I'm out of time. Let's pray. I'm out of time. Amen. Did you get something? Yes, sir. In Psalm 32, verse 8. Psalm 32 and verse 8. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you. If God says that, that's what he would do. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. You're going to release your voice. Don't be quiet today. Say, Lord, guide me. I'm tired of leading myself. I've hit a Waterloo. Lord, guide me. Instruct me. Teach me. Let me hear your voice when I'm sleeping. Let me hear your voice when I'm alive. Lord, guide me. Guide me with your eye. Not eyes. Eye. Lord, guide me. Lord, guide me. Lord, guide me. Particularly with your eye. Instruct me and teach me in the way I should go. There's a way I should go. There's a way I should go about my finance. There's a way I should go about raising my children. There's a way I should go about my marriage. Lord, guide me. I'm tired of walking in my whims and caprice. Lord, guide me, particularly with your eye. Pray that prayer. Be deliberate. Be deliberate. Lord, guide me. If you pray that prayer sincerely, before the service is over, he starts to guide you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord delivered them out of them all. If you are still dealing with something, tell the Lord to guide you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see. Okay? So you don't stand where you are and say, guide me. You move towards the Lord. He said, draw near and away. You take steps. The one you understand, the one that are written, you take steps in the light. Knowing that his instructions are not grievous. Knowing that he loves you. Tap your neighbor and say, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. It's obvious you should get out of the house. You don't need God to talk to you. He's not your helper. There's no way the Bible says that man is your helper. Get out. It's obvious you should change your job. Cheating other people to have money and you are paying tithe. It's not of God. You don't need God to talk to you. It's stupidity to ask him. The known part, you get in the way and see. Then you ask for the old path. You're wearing Gucci. You're wearing Ferragamo. But you are old on your inside. The wisdom you're operating with are the wisdom of the ancient. So you are wiser than your enemies. Wear the good ways. Walk in it. Don't just hear it. Take steps. Walk in it. Then what will happen to you? Your soul will find rest. But they say, we will not walk in it. Say, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I will walk in it. As you speak to me, pray that prayer. I will walk in it. Don't lower your voice at all. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. I'm out of time. Raise your voice. Oh, I've shared the mind of God with you. You're watching me online. Raise your voice at home. Say, Lord, show me the path. Apart from what I've read from the scriptures, show me what to do. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. You remember the story I told you about a woman who was wondering why the husband was sick. Once the husband is well, She'll be sick. The child will be sick. What's happening? And she began to pray some investigative prayers and began to do some things in the wisdom of God. Then he slept one day and God told him, go to the kitchen now. So the house of saying, Ekaba. Ekaba means welcome. She didn't see anybody, but she was hearing Ekaba. Then she urinated in the pot and was bringing it back home. God told her not to talk, but she was so passionate. She spanked again. Hey, say, hey, is this what you're doing? She doesn't need anybody to do. She doesn't need a 7-foot Holy Spirit to tell her why they were sick. The Lord will instruct you. It may be when you're brushing your teeth. Maybe when you're sleeping. Your sleep will not be ordinary. In Psalm 73 verse 24. I need to close right now. Psalm 73 verse 24. You will guide me with your counsel. And afterward, receive me to glory. In other words, till death, God will guide you. You're going to pray that prayer. That's going to be the last prayer point because of time. You say, Lord Jesus, guide me with your counsel. In the name of, don't lower your voice. It's a great prayer point. Say, Lord, guide me with your counsel. Guide me, oh God. I'm tired of operating alone. Guide me with your counsel. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. The instructions you need to do, what you need to do. You know, some of us are fighting enigma. And you're watching me at home. Some of you don't even know why you behave and you do what you do, or your spouse or your child does what he does or she does. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, the instruction I need will come back to me in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The spirit of counsel will be at work in you. Can I have a louder amen? I say the spirit of counsel will be at work in you. You will know what to do. Jesus said, as I hear, I judge. I only do what I see my Father do. In the name of Jesus, you will see your Father do some things. He says, open your eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. As you open the Bible from this morning, you will see secrets. You operate in wisdom, but it will not be demonic, it will not be sensual, it will not be earthly. In the name of Jesus, your faith will not rest in the wisdom of man. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What you are dealing with now, you will know what to do. I want to round up, but turn into 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. You've read the scripture. It's a popular scripture. But I want to show you something that I want you to think about as you walk out of this place. No temptation. Please, temptation is a general word. No lack. No sickness. No division in marriage has overtaken you except that is common to man. But God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond your limit. In other words, I can tap your neighbor, say, I can handle this. Come and find a new neighbor, say, I can handle this. But he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape. That's where I'm going. He will show you the crack on the Goliath. The intent is to promote you, that you may be able to bear it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord show you the way of escape. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. As you partake of this communion, what you must do will come to you. Saul, as you go, you will see some prophets coming with bread and wine. You shall prophesy with them. You will know what to do. As you partake of this communion, this is not ordinary. What you need to do will come to you. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.